You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 14-year-old calls California cops to report a burglar attacks his parents and sister. When cops arrive, they find Liu Yang and Si Vang dead, their daughter seriously injured. Cops find inconsistencies between the boy's version of events and the evidence.
Nancy, the boy claims someone broke in with a gun, attacked his parents and sister, then drove away in a pickup truck. The boy's sister was transported to a hospital and is in critical but stable condition after several surgeries. Police have not elaborated on the inconsistencies in the evidence, but did report multiple weapons were used in the attack.
Cops now believe the boy, 14, fabricated the story and he attacked his family. The teen now arrested on suspicion of murder. Miracle Rivera argues with her boyfriend. He decides to sleep on the couch, but Rivera isn't done. In the early morning hours, she grabs her Christmas tree and beats him. He calls the cops, and judging by destroyed decorations and scratches all over the victim, Miracle Rivera charged with battery by Christmas tree. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
After being arrested over the weekend, a Colorado mother suspected of killing two of her young children and hurting a third has now made her first court appearance in London. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following her initial appearance before Westminster Magistrates Court, 35-year-old Kimberly Singler remained in police custody. The question of whether she should be extradited to the United States to face two charges of first-degree murder, one attempted murder, three child abuse crimes, and one assault will be answered at a hearing set for January 29th. Singler vanished just as Colorado authorities were getting ready to apprehend her in connection with the deaths of her 7-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter, who were discovered dead on December 19th during what appeared to be a break-in. Singler's injuries were minor. She and a wounded 11-year-old daughter spent several days in the hospital before being discharged. Singler first received assistance from the police and was considered a victim of a crime, but when the police tried to apprehend her on December 26th, they were unable to find her. She was eventually arrested on December 30th by London police in the Kensington area. According to court documents, Singler and her ex-husband had been involved in a protracted legal battle for the children. The children's father, Kevin Wentz, who said he is assisting investigators, says the victims were 7-year-old Aiden Wentz and 9-year-old Eliana Ellie Wentz.
Our thanks to our friends at Colorado station KDVR-TV for assisting with this story. Authorities are looking into what they call a, quote, deadly incident of domestic violence involving the deaths of a couple and their teenage daughter in a wealthy Massachusetts town. It was around 7:30 p.m. December 28th that a family member called 911. The relative had stopped by the home to check on the family and found one of the deceased. Police in Dover, about 19 miles west of Boston, say they found the bodies of an adult male, an adult female, and their teenage daughter inside the home. At a press conference the following day, Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey identified the family members as 54-year-old Tina Kamal, 57-year-old Rakesh Kamal, and Ariana Kamal, an 18-year-old student at Middlebury College. Officials at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign claim that the news of famed basketball player Terrence Shannon Jr. being charged with rape in Kansas came as a complete shock. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Josh Whitman, athletic director at Illinois, says that he was first made aware of Shannon's charge a few hours earlier and received information regarding the charging documents and warrant for his arrest on December 5th through social media. Shannon was suspended by Illinois after being charged with rape in connection with an alleged incident that occurred during the football team's September game at Kansas. Whitman made his remarks at a press conference prior to Illinois' matchup with New Jersey's Farla Dickinson. According to Whitman, a message from the Lawrence Police Department to the campus police in late September stated that Shannon was part of an incident on September 9th in a Lawrence, Kansas bar where there were allegations of improper touching of a woman. Shannon was contacted by university officials following their discovery of the purported bar incident. Shannon was forthcoming, according to Whitman, regarding his actions in Lawrence.
Whitman stated that the athletic department did not pursue any discipline against Shannon because the reported bar incident was, quote, short on specifics.
Thanks, John. Ingrid Lane lives with her husband in Albuquerque. As a practicing Buddhist, she frequently meets with meditation groups. She leaves her home 5 p.m. and heads to the Bodhi Manda Zen Center, where she spends the night and meditates with the group the next morning. After the session, she goes for a hike, but never returns. Cops find her car with the back window broken on a rugged forest road near San Antonio Mountain. Two hunters who recognize the car say they helped Ingrid change a tire and offered her a ride to the main road, but she turned them down. Ingrid's family finds an item of hers about a mile from the car, but no further trace. If you have info on Ingrid Lane, now missing 3 months, please call Sandoval County Sheriff's 505-867-7526. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.